USA Radio News with Wendy King.
There have been 6 recent deaths and hundreds of illnesses related to vaping. The Trump administration is now proposing a ban on flavors used in e-cigarettes.
We're getting some stories that we don't want to hear, and we may very well have to do something very, very strong about it.
Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar said mint, menthol, and candy-flavored e-cigarettes are attracting new users.
Kids are getting access to these products, so we simply have to remove these attractive, flavored products from the marketplace.
In Wisconsin, 2 brothers are under arrest for building a massive vaping counterfeit ring. They allegedly injected THC oil into vaping cartridges and then shipped them to buyers. Kenosha County Sheriff David Beth.
They found an operation that really is incredible.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
The nation has marked the 18th anniversary of the 9/11 attacks with ceremonies at all 3 attack locations. In New York,
Joseph Agnello,
David Scott Agnes.
President Trump spoke to those gathered at the Pentagon.
18 years ago, the terrorists struck this citadel of power and American strength. But the enemy soon learned that they could not weaken the spirit of our people.
And Vice President Pence was in Shanksville, Pennsylvania.
Where a common field one day became a field of honor forever.
The American people will never forget or ever fail to be inspired by the courage of the men and women of Flight 93.
On Wall Street, markets were up at the close. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 227 points, the S&P 500 up 21, and the NASDAQ up 85. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Reaction is still coming in from the departure of John Bolton at the White House. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the details.
John Bolton is out as the National Security Advisor at the White House. Former Secretary of State and colleague of Bolton, Condoleezza Rice, joins Fox News and says we have to remember.
John has tremendous intellect. He cares deeply about this country and the role of the United States abroad. And I'm sure he did his best to give the president his unvarnished advice, which is what you're supposed to boost, National Security Advisor. But in the final analysis, if the National Security Advisor and the president are not on the same page, it's not the president who's going to go, and I'm sure that John understands that as a long-serving diplomat, long-serving policy expert. I think that everyone who is as talented as John is should serve our country. Yes, we had our disagreements, but I was also Secretary of State, and when I said with President Bush that we were going to do certain things, we went ahead and did them, but we wanted to hear from people who disagreed. That's the only way that you can make good policy, is if you're willing to take advice and listen, and then you have to make your own decision. But I have the utmost respect for John, and in fact, have stayed in touch with him over the time that he's been National Security Advisor.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Take us with you on your computer or mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.